Second?
Yes, second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes from the last meeting as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Butch, let's go to work. Oh. You turn those microphones on.
Let's start off with the bike path.
Do we have to?
Yeah.
Snow removal?
We got to, no. Sweepy.
Yeah, we got to plow the snow.
Yeah, it's, they need to put that in their budget for this year. So they can start sweeping their own bike paths. They don't have time. And they're calling up, complaining, chewing Billy out, getting in his face, calling him a liar that he didn't sweep him, and he did. But he hadn't swept him, I think, the second time.
So are you getting calls from the rec board?
Or yeah,
from
one of the rec board.
From a rec board man?
Yes.
Really?
You want his name?
Yeah.
Bob Barrett.
Okay, thank you.
You know,
and where are we? We're sick of it.
They're just, you know, they're passionate. I mean, it's, and
oh, wow.
Passionate. You are so tactful.
Thank you, Billy.
You are just very tactful.
You know, it's... And like I was telling Bob, you know, it's really... You know, when he... We're doing some stuff up on Soul Lake, and he was walking his dog, and he's seeing me. And so, you know, he was like, oh, you know, I see there's some dirt on him. And he was like, they need done. It's a safety. I said, well, I can't get there this week. I got a plan for next week. And that was on Wednesday. And he, you know, he got, you know, he's like, it needs done now. You know, he's just passionate. That don't bother me. But here's the thing. There's like not a plan. You know, they don't have a sweeping plan. And last summer, either Betty or Bob would call me. You know, and I'd say, well, we just were there, you know. I mean, Betty's always really nice and everything. I printed out, and it's got the last 3 years. And, I mean, it just, you'll see. It's what we've done. Here's what they're wanting. They're wanting to have somebody else do it. And... the person they contacted is Ross, that works for maintenance. I just don't know how that's going to work. Here's the thing. It's not an afternoon job. I mean, to do all the bike paths, you know, you can look at the hours through here. It's a week.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
And then by the time I get moved to Piney and do them, and... I just don't know how much you guys want us to do it. I guess I'm not doing it enough. You know, I get to them when I can.
Right.
This spring's been tough because we've had a lot of weather. Every time it rains, you know, or blows, they get dirty. And they're wearing their skates and stuff now, you know, and I know they want them clean, but like I told Bob, there ought to be a plan, you know, and then I don't like the idea of Ross using our sweeper and stuff. I did do some, you know, to rent a sweepers, $3,400 a month. I mean, you know, you can look down through here. I mean, I've already spent 29 and a half hours on doing bike paths, and I didn't get the Eamon Lane one done, and or the Piney ones. This was just Fremont Lake up around there. I just don't know how much more I can't do a whole lot more. I mean, it takes one of my guys, and I mean,
right. Is it too late for them to budget it in their budget this year?
No.
Okay, they need to budget sweeping out of their budget. And then they can take care of the contract.
Well, they're not happy
they
with
can hire a contract.
They said they would pay like Ross on his days off to do it, but I don't know how I'm going to work the sweeper and then you know that's
they're on their own.
No,
yeah. So
they can hire a contractor to sweep it with the contractor sweeper, all that.
And then they can set their schedule, whatever they want.
They can sweep it as many times as they want.
That's why I say you guys ought to set a schedule.
Yeah.
And then people will know and everything. It's just, you know, one guy goes up there and then, like, you know, Bob calls me. And like I said, I get it. That is their thing. They like them pass, and that's great. They're wonderful. It just, I mean, it takes, there's a lot to sweep them. I mean, you know, you got to make a couple passes, and in one storm, it don't look like we've been there.
Right.
So I guess what I was, I just seen how much more you want me to do.
But we still do the task ones. They'll be
our maintenance.
But so it's these.
The attached ones will, yeah.
They'll still want whatever.
If they're behind on the attached ones, they can go ahead and sweep it if they want.
But the attached ones, you know, get the most. There's always rocks in that because, you know, the way the cars throw stuff. So, and I know, you know, but it's I just don't know how much more we can do.
Right.
I think we can come to the answer.
Go ahead,
Mr. Chairman. The bike path that's in Big Piney, doesn't the town of Marbleton?
And that's what I told the rec board. I told Bagman, and I said, you know, the town really helps us out a lot. I mean, and, you know, they go all the way up Millage, and mm-hmm. a lot of times they'll call me and tell me, hey, we went ahead and did Guyos and stuff like that. I mean, they do help out where, no, you know, it's just us over here. I mean, so.
Well, when you go to my snapshot, mm-hmm. and you look at the counties that furnish the big bucks, you've got Teton, Campbell, and Sublette County that are furnishing over $1 million for recreation. So they should have enough money in their budget, I would believe.
And I did talk to do the Teton County, this Ken that I see every so often, and he actually is part of the bike path, but he runs the groomers on at the village, and he was telling me that they have a schedule and they stick because they get so many people calling and everything, and with their ski trails, they're grooming their trails and all that, they have a schedule, and that's what I just told the rec board. I think if they would have a plan, have a schedule, it would solve a lot of the issues, and then people wouldn't, and I know they're getting a lot of people calling and stuff, mm-hmm. but
they can have it done at their convenience if they're paying for it.
Yeah.
And they've done any time they want.
And, you know, like I said, that shows what I've done. That's just bike paths. That ain't our roads. That's just bike paths. And that's what I've done the last 3 years.
Very good.
So.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. We'll need to send some type of a notice to the rec board, letting them know what our decision was today. They're in charge of it now.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I will look. I'll look. I haven't looked at their budget.
Okay.
Maybe. They might have budgeted it.
They may have budgeted it. Take a look at it, and then maybe prepare us.
But when we give them their budget, or we okay their budget of what they request, isn't it entirely up to them to decide what's important within their budget, whether it be ice rinks or whatever?
Well, they bring, boards are different than general fund budgets because you have line item approval in a board budget. So it behooves them to spend their money the way they propose it to you.
Okay.
It isn't like you give them a bunch of money and they go home and figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I needed that clarification. Yeah.
What I would suggest then in this letter is to have them have a line item in their budget when they come to us during budget week for sweeping up the bike paths.
Okay.
That's probably the best way to do it.
And I would imagine you want to talk to them about grooming as well.
Well,
or not grooming,
the lack thereof.
Yeah.
The plowing.
Yeah, the plowing.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, you
have
might
have that discussion.
We might suggest in that letter that they put money in a light item for sweeping and plowing of the bike paths, if that's what they are so inclined to do.
Yeah, just the whole maintenance of the bike paths.
Yeah.
Because we don't do the, well, the sealing of it. Or
oh, that. That's true. We don't.
We do the tax roads, but yeah. We don't do the dis-tax roads. Or paths.
Yeah. And, I mean, we have been mowing them, too, because they always call and want to
do.
So we've been mowing them.
Right.
Well, you did the willow removal, too, on Eden Lane this spring. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was complaining about that. So.
Yeah, I understand, too, that in the past we've told them to quit plowing bike paths.
Right.
Too, because, anyway, so I don't know. We just need to word that letter such that it includes that sweeping is their responsibility out of their budget.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
The rock cleaning up of Skyline's going pretty good. I was told they pretty well got all them rocks. Different ones have already.
Most of them are.
They're committed to somebody. So they're kind of running out. So I would suggest you guys get back on the Forest Service and see what they're going to do with their part so we can keep that thing going.
Go ahead, Commissioner Noble.
Some of it is old business, but the part I met with Rob last Thursday, and he brought it up, and he's, for what it's worth, appears to be in favor of moving forward, but he's getting some pushback from above. He's working through that with Trish, and he said he'd have a more secure answer this week.
Okay, good.
I wouldn't get
right.
Here, hope so.
But at any time, if we need to talk to Trish on this, let's get Commissioner Bousman involved.
He said that Trish and him were going to be at a meeting this week amongst the group that was giving the pushback, and he was going to initiate that conversation with her involved.
Okay.
Was the direction he left me.
Commissioner Burnett.
I'd just like to see us get some sort of timeline, time frame, and plan moving forward, because this seems to be a can that we've kicked down the road for a long time, and we come back to the same position, and that is, what are they going to allow us to do with the rocks? What are we doing with the rocks? And if we don't do something like that, we'll be facing the same questions 3 months from now.
I would really like to know or speak to the people that are pushing back to see why they're pushing back.
I didn't get those names.
I think it has a lot to do with they're wanting to make sure that these aren't used for personal gain.
Mark forwarded the rock list to Rob, and he had received it. Like I said, he left me with the impression that he was working towards it.
Let's see how it goes this week, and then why don't you keep us posted?
Okay, and one other thing is, look at the use for that. How many rocks they're hauling off there? Hundreds of loads.
Yeah.
What would they have done without the county scoring these rocks for? Where would they have got them? I mean, it's something else.
Well, these are projects that have waited decades.
They should have been done a long time ago. Riprap that river.
Right.
Yeah. And there's people flooding out right now.
Yeah.
The Green River was it broke a record on Saturday or Sunday?
Really?
All-time record.
Really?
It was.
It's going to get higher than that.
Well,
when it gets hot.
Where for that day?
All for that day.
Okay.
Gotcha. Interesting.
It was a
3,000. Okay. Well, keep us posted, Commissioner Noble. Then, what you hear?
I went up to that.
Anyway, go ahead, Butch.
I went up that mudslide at Grays River, and there's an old lake, and it's running right through there. That's a lot of water going through there, but you can drive right to it, and you can drive through it with four wheelers all the way across the other side. They got some vehicles parked down there, and I walked through there. The river's wide open, so whatever's pushing into the river is gone. So
okay. All right.
It's no lake. And if the water keeps running like it is, it keeps pushing in there, it's going to wash out. It's going to keep flushing. Maybe someday, like get a big lunge in there. But anyway.
That's Porcupine Creek, is that where
Yes.
Yeah. Are they planning on getting after that to get through there?
You know, I don't know what they're going to do, but not bad to walk through there.
Okay.
And there's cracks and stuff like that. But, I don't guess that guy showed up from Hoback Ranches, right? He was going to show up for this meeting at Nimitz.
He had a problem, and he had to be gone somewhere today. And I told him if he decided he wanted to, he'd get hold of Mary and get on the agenda.
Okay. I think that Mary knows a lot about that road. So.
Well, meanwhile, I guess Rio Verde can come up with the information of what the specs are and what still would need to be done to bring that road up to county standard, and it's significant.
I thought it did that.
Not to class one standard.
Oh,
it was class two.
Well, but when this happened a long time ago, I asked to straighten out the road and keep it on that south facing slope and do all this, and they didn't want to do that. They wanted all the curves and hoops, and they didn't want to allow us any snow catchers, or they didn't want to allow us 100 feet.
They?
Forest Service and Hoback Ranches countered back and said that it wasn't that, the extra width in the snow catchers wasn't that necessary because they didn't have a problem with it. I said, well, that's what I want. That's what you asked me. So.
I'd like to just remind us all that even if a road is brought up to Class 1 county standards, the county is by no means obligated to accept it as a county road. It's been common practice in the past that the county has and could, but the county is not bound to accept that road as a county road.
And we've got plenty to do.
Right.
And we have a waiting list, if I'm not mistaken, of people that would like to have the road as a
Well, everybody in the county would like to have a county road.
Yeah. I mean, there's all of Bartonville, I'm sure.
Oh, boy.
First North.
Second.
First and Second North. Absolutely.
Fourth and Fifth North.
Fourth and Fifth.
Why not? Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
Other than that, that's about it if you don't want to talk about the Hoback Ranches anymore. What do you got, Mark?
Don't need to.
The town last night signed the MOU for Fremont Lake, Lower Fremont Lake Road. Paradise is, we're waiting for the concrete to cure, but it's basically done. A little fencing work. The fencing of Middle Piney is done. I talked to Chad this morning and he hasn't booked at all of it yet. As soon as he does, we'll start advertisement for 41 days. And Billy and I met with Mark Fear. He's starting to move in the crusher this week.
Cool. Got a loader and a stacker there as well.
Where was he moving? What pit?
Cottonwood.
And he's set up to do 40,000, and he'll decide whether he wants to do more or not and what kind of price he'd offer. So
it's kind of kaboosh to me.
See how it goes, see what his price is.
That's where we left it.
We don't have a price.
Well
we do
what we're getting now. But if he does another shot, he might like say it's going through pretty good. See?
Yeah.
Might be more, I don't know.
And that's where we had left it the last time we were talking about it. So it's still out there.
Right.
On a tour of the, well, I didn't tour it, I just drove by going, I had to go fishing, had the day off. And I noticed that the Cora pit was just ginormous. I was excited because it was rolling, and so the guys there are doing a great job because you couldn't see it from the road 3 weeks ago, and now it's huge. There's a lot of
gravel.
There's a lot of gravel there. That's just good.
We're moving along.
Awesome.
That's all I have.
Okay. Scott?
I thought I had something, but it turns out...
You don't.
I don't.
Darn the bad luck.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, gentlemen.
Sure.
Appreciate it. Billy, come on up.
While Scott is here, Mr. Chairman,
yeah,
I should mention...
I'll get you a copy of the easement so you can take a bite.
I attended the Department of Interior reorganization meeting in Cheyenne 2 weeks ago, I guess, now.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have a chance to visit with a deputy undersecretary for whatever his name was, to get that position. Tim Williams is his name.
Okay.
And I brought up the RS-2477.
Right.
And he said they have a case right now they're using as an example to change the RS-2477 policy.
Good. Uh-huh.
And I asked him if forwarding him our information would be helpful, the maps and everything, and he said he didn't think he needed it at this time. So just wanted to let you know that.
Good. Sounds like
we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Sounds like a possibility.
I hope so. Good work.
Yeah.
Thanks, Skyler. All right, Billy, let's talk trash.
Okay. First, I've been checking in over at the recycling here in Pinedale. The fire hydrant is like in the worst spot it could be. And it's always been an issue. It's why we have to keep the dumpster way over there by the food basket, because you got to have, you know, certain area. You can't be within a certain area. And so we've been checking in, seeing how it, you know, what it would cost to move it. And Aaron, real Bernie, he's been working. And last night he went to the council, and they'll waive all the fees and everything, you know, for us to move it. There's right across the street, there's a valve or something that's pretty easy to tie on to. All we'd have to do is, you know, we'd have to fix the street and that stuff. Aaron don't think, I mean, he hasn't got numbers. We just got through this part to see if it was even. Then I was going to bring it to you guys. He's thinking it'd be, and he's thinking more right around 20,000. But you know, to be safe, we were say under 30 to move it.
That is going to be moved across the
just
street
right
to
across
the east.
East.
Yeah. Okay.
Over east.
Would you put the valves over on the east side then?
Yeah, the fire hydrant will be over there.
Okay. Well, you wouldn't have to tear up the road, would you? You would just abandon what was there?
They got to put it in. They got to tear out this. There's a parking spot.
Just the east side is the repair. Wouldn't have to. Go across the road.
Right.
Okay. I got you. Okay.
And here's the thing. Since I've been a part of it, we've had two close misses. We had a elderly guy fall down in front of Ryan's truck, and luckily the driver seen him. There's so much happening right there with the food basket and that. And believe it or not, the cardboard, that dumpster can't keep up. I mean, if we could move that, and we can put it on the side of where the building is, and then we can put two there. And so when one's gone, they just say stuff going. We can come from the alley and hook up to him and that, so that he ain't blocking traffic and pulling up on the sidewalk and everything like they got to do now.
Okay.
But I just wanted to see if it was something to move forward with or whatever you guys.
So this would be come out of our, capital construction fund or what? Is that where this would come from?
Probably, and we wanted to find out now if everybody was at all interested in that.
Well, it sounds to me like a real
safety
hazard.
Issue. Yeah,
so
it's a safety issue. Really.
Sounds like it's a good idea to do it.
I don't know, you know, with this being close to the end of the budget, if we would do it before the end of the budget, do you think, or would we do it after July? I don't even know.
I think it's up to
whenever.
Everyone here.
Yeah.
So it might be a situation where we would, and I don't know. I think that budget's probably pretty tight, maybe.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we could get the money out of the existing budget.
Right.
We could budget for it into the next, you know, in the next
after
deal.
After July 1st.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But just, I think if you guys decide that you want to go with it, I'll figure out where the money's at.
Would it be more convenient to get after it right away?
The water isn't up yet, so
water
it's okay. Easier
yeah.
to do it
gotcha.
Now than
okay. in July or something.
Well, if yeah. we can figure out where to come up with the money, gentlemen.
Would we be contracting for it?
Well,
we're
right.
It could be like if we
get at it now, we might not wind up being obligated to pay
still might not
that
get
budget
to pay.
Anyway.
Right,
yeah.
depending on who's going to do the
yeah,
work and when they can
I'm
get to it.
When it might actually get
yeah.
done and who's going to do it. Were we going to do it ourselves or were we going to?
I wasn't, no.
Okay.
I wouldn't think so.
So why don't we proceed in that direction and then see about some bids?
Okay.
Proposals.
Okay. All right.
yeah. Proposals.
Proposals, right. Keep forgetting that word.
Well, it'd be
this is kind of I forgot to this will show you kind of it's got a little map and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's hard to determine if I can figure out how to do it.
Okay, sounds good.
It wasn't it. That's okay, baby. I put it in.
So you know.
I'm trying to dig one.
Yeah.
It's in the way of the search and rescue too.
Yeah, it's
in
the worst
horrible spot. It's next to a power pole.
It's terrible.
You said you put it in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he can move.
Did
you?
I was going to say.
Yeah.
On the weekend, on your day off,
whoever
he's
gets
got
the
extra
proposal.
Time.
yeah.
Oh. He could be the liaison with the recycling center.
He got the day off on Sunday.
Yeah.
No, he's got a brand on Sunday.
It's a good project.
Yeah.
It really is a
safety
spot.
Hazard. We
yeah.
need to take care of it.
For every
everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the containers wouldn't be any problem for the rest
no,
of rescue over there.
I know because they'll be next to the building there. So
okay.
And I'll vouch for Billy. They're moving that container every morning while everybody's going to school.
And yeah, I've been by it when
yeah.
the truck's been there.
And
2 weeks ago there was a huge pile of cardboard.
Oh
there.
Yeah. And we just have no other spot to put another one.
Right.
So
okay. Let's get after it and let's get some proposals.
Okay. All right, and then. This week it is our free dump days at the Big Piney landfill and here Saturdays.
Right. So when does it start here? Thursday? Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
In Piney it's Sunday. Saturday's the only day here.
Oh, just Saturday.
Just Saturday okay. here.
Piney is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny because we don't really see that much of an increase in Piney, but here that'll be a really busy day.
But you're not taking tires, oil?
We, you know, last year they just got bombarded up here. So we said we weren't going to take batteries, oil, and
tires.
Yeah, and tires. And we didn't take tires either place. But,
right. Okay.
But, you know, it ain't like they're going to. Someone does. We didn't want bunches
right.
coming. So
I'm surprised you get any batteries. Baumgartner buys them.
You know, we get a lot of batteries out there.
They give you $12 a piece for them out there.
I'll put a sign up.
Go to Baumgart.
Yeah.
They'll give you 12
bucks. Yeah.
They'll give you money for the core.
It's amazing how many batteries we get.
So you should take the dump.
Yeah.
Well, see, there you go. We can make some money.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Get a truckload, go to Baumgart.
Yeah. The other thing, I'm just running by you guys, see what you think. I've been trying to figure out. I have a lot of people, a lot of contractors at the Big Piney landfill about the hours at the 3 o'clock. So I've been trying to figure out, without having to have more staffing or anything, that, and so I've kind of looked around and I've found quite a few other. Sweetwater County actually does it. Afton does it. Soda Springs does it. There's quite a few areas that do it. Here's the thing, kind of the main thing, the reason I really was trying to figure out a better way to do in Piney. Here, Pinedale's fine. The hours at the transfer station were fine. But our biggest stuff down in Big Piney is contractors down there, you know, semis and stuff, dumpsters. And Saturdays, we don't, I mean, I'm not kidding, it's 1 to 3 people,
right,
every Saturday. We and it's just small loads. I mean, just, you know, people come here. And, I mean, we have here the first, when the weather broke and got night, we did have 9 people. That's the most we've ever had since I've been there on a Saturday. Here's the thing. We run a skeleton crew. We have the gal in the scale house, and I have one guy. And we take everything to Looseville because we don't want the stuff to just sit in the bay, in the house there, you know.
Yeah.
So we take everything to Looseville. So he kind of does double duty. Well, I kind of worry about him because, I mean, I have got him on a better system where, because Mercy works Saturdays down, and she just at, you know, 3 o'clock, she shuts doors, she's gone. You know, if something happened to him, I wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. You know, so I go down there a lot because I'm kind of worried. He runs back and forth, and, you know, he's running the compactors, so it's kind of a safety thing. It's kind of hard. That's a big facility, just to have one guy. So what I was seeing, if you guys would even be willing, I'd like to run this by it. I'd like to go 7 to 5, do 4 10s, and I could rotate the guys. And then on Saturday, we just go to just a flat rate of $7, and I'll put 2 containers, and they dump in the containers. But then we'll have the facility closed, and, you know, and then on Monday we'll empty the containers. If a contractor needed to, they could contact me. I'd be more than willing. You know, I could, either me or Pat could go down, whatever. It's really not feasible to run the equipment in that but whatever they bring, we still got to compact it, because if not, it goes, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm just going to run by you guys, see if you even are willing to think about that. Or
where would you put the dumpsters, outside the fence? Or
just, no, right when you come in, you know, before you get to the scale, there's a big area there. Mm-hmm. And we'll just, like, you know, we'll just, we'll just block the, there's one road, you know, and so we'll just, like, put a piece of equipment there, and they come in there and turn around. We'll have a C&D container and a MSW. You know, they still be dumping. We just won't have the facility open. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's feasible. I mean, it'd save us.
That's for Saturday.
Just Saturday.
So you go 7 to 5 Monday through
Friday. And the contractors will love that, because right now, you know, Ryan, he's got to leave by 2 to get over there to get dumped. And I know I has said the same thing. It's, and, you know, Tri-County's asked me, you know, it's just, So it was kind of a...
Yeah. Do any of the commercial haulers haul on Saturday at all?
Very seldom. Very seldom. I mean, since I've been down there, we've had, out of all the Saturdays, we've had three show up.
Okay.
And they said if they could have got there Friday.
If we'd have been open long enough Friday.
Yeah, they would have done, you know.
Well, why don't you... What's that?
Let's try it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Why don't you run it by the contractors and say, this is what we're wanting to do. Get their blessing. Give it a shot.
Awesome. Good deal. And we're doing...
And you'll notify them about this change on
Saturday. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I just want to bring, you know, see what you guys thought. I think the contractors will be very happy. And it'll actually be better because I'll be able to have, I'll be able to utilize. Now, right now, you know, I got the guy that works Saturday, you know, he's off Monday.
Yeah.
So then I'm kind of short on Monday. So this way, you know, Monday through Friday, I'd have all my guys, you know, they'll just rotate. And so it actually.
And the constituents still have the ability to dump on Saturday.
Exactly.
And probably even extended hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when will you shut the gate?
Well, on Saturday, I was just going to do kind of like a normal, you know, just
gotcha.
Just like, I was even, you know, thinking like, you know, like 8 to 3.
Gotcha.
And so.
Okay. Give it a shot.
Okay. Other than that, they're down testing some of the water monitors and stuff this week. And other than that, everything's going good.
Terrific. Excellent. Anything else for Billy, gentlemen? Okay. Thanks, Billy.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks for the good work. Mary, you got a little business for us?
Have a bond for Bill Meekum, who is the treasurer for the Pinedale Airport Board. At our last meeting, if you'll recall, we passed a variance for Aaron Coe. For his outbuilding that he was going to build. This is the resolution.
That's the resolution.
For you
it's
to sign.
It's already been voted on.
Been voted on and everything. You just need to sign it. Yeah.
Signing my name in big, bold letters.
Yeah, you guys didn't all vote for it.
But we do now.
Yeah. But we all agree. I have the, and I believe you guys approved the draft of this. We talked about earlier the public health nurse contract with the state of Wyoming for public health nurse, maternal child care, and I don't know what PHEP means. Something else.
This is the final.
This is the final. This is the big, remember, they, instead of having a contract for each service, it's all in one contract now.
Yeah.
And so I just need to have Andy sign up.
I'm trying to think, we approved the draft. Do we need to approve the final?
I would approve the final. Yeah.
All right. Somebody want to make a motion there?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the final contract between the Wyoming Department of Health, Public Health Division, and Sublette County.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the final draft for the contract between the Wyoming Department of Health, Public Health Division, and Sublette County. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Two times, did you?
Got them two. Got two of them.
Perfect. Then I have another one. This one's public health related, but it is the contract that we have with the state for the county health officer. So if you'll recall, we have Doc Tom, who's our county health officer, and this grant that we receive that runs from July through June, runs on the fiscal year, is $9,600. So that funds a portion of his...
And this is the grant application?
Nope, this is the contract.
This is the contract.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good.
So same deal here, two times.
Okay. Motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the contract between the Wyoming Department of Health, Public Health Division, and Sublette County Health Officer in Sublette County. Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the contract with the Wyoming Department of Health, Public Health Division, and Sublette County Health Officer, Sublette County Health Officer, and Sublette County. As presented, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Then I have the signature page for the DEQ application for the landfill. So the chairman needs to sign as the landowner and also as the applicant.
Okay.
So.
Mm-hmm. We probably need to approve that by motion also. This is the agreement with DEQ for landfill?
It's our permit for the
landfill. Okay.
That we'll never have to do again.
Right.
Now I've heard that four times in my life, at least.
Yeah.
We'll never have to do it again.
Okay.
Until the next time.
Until the next time.
Do I have a motion?
So move. You got him to move, did you?
Yeah.
Not everybody at once.
Second. It has been moved and seconded that we agree to the permit with DEQ for landfill. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. It's good to have this done.
Yep, it is. Oh, down at the bottom too.
Down at the bottom too?
Applicant.
Okay.
So that is the final permit?
And this, and this is a perpetual?
Perpetual, yeah.
Till next time.
Well, and I think
for 30 years.
Yeah. We had a forever permit the last time, but we've amended the permit, is what the deal is.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. It wasn't quite in order.
Yeah. Well, it was, and
we've changed
some stuff. So that's what that's about. Okay. So then I have a little bit of correspondence. You received a thank you from the rodeo team.
What did we do for them besides let them use the facility?
Let them use the facility, yep.
Okay.
Then there is a save the date card from the Wyoming Stock Growers Association Land Trust for the annual fundraiser barbecue on August 25th at the Summers Ranch. Mm-hmm. Want to take a look at that?
Sure, I'll pass it around.
Okay.
I'm out of town that day.
Okay. then you also received a book from T-Squared, which is Wyoming Technology Transfer Center at the University of Wyoming. And this is the report summarizing the conditions of our county paved roads. They sent us one book. So there's lots of stuff in here if you guys want to look at it. Or there's Sublette County's paved roads.
Okay.
In the book.
Useful. Hey, that's it, huh?
Yeah.
This is useful to Billy and Butch.
I would imagine that they got a copy. I would, yeah, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but if you want to take a look at that.
No, that's why I handed it down.
It's probably something that I would put in the cupboard.
Yeah.
I'll see if Butch and Billy have a copy.
Yeah, do that.
Also.
You want to keep hold of this one until you find out?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's supposed to be a hard drive of all the video logs.
Right.
And I think those got sent to the Road and Bridge. Yeah, because we didn't get a hard drive. We just got a book.
It might be something they want to review.
I would think.
What else?
I got nothing else.
That's it?
That's
all right.
It.
Excellent.
I have nothing.
When you're finished looking at that, just get that back to Mary. And we'll take a five-minute break.
Oh,
we'll
come check.
We need a fix.
Yeah.
Oh. Good job.
There you go.
Thanks.
Sure.